Today's scripture, we're looking at the text that was just read out of Matthew, and we're looking at Jesus and Peter. And I just love Peter. Maybe I identify with him a little bit in the sense that Peter sometimes seems to have his mouth get him in trouble. He seems to be one of those people who says what's on his mind, and sometimes it's a great thing, and sometimes it kind of exposes some of, I don't know, in the U.S. we'd say maybe some egg on his face, or foot in mouth, or making mistakes with his mouth. And so Peter's one of these kind of natural-born leaders, and he's often, as we read through the Gospels, talking with Jesus, talking with other disciples. And so we really get some character development of the disciple Peter through the scriptures. And so this is a text where we get to kind of peer into the small group of disciples spending time with Jesus. And I was thinking about this even yesterday, watching kind of a group of you guys work together and kind of joke around. And, you know, I sometimes, do you do this, kind of imagine what it was like with Jesus and the disciples? I think Jesus had a sense of humor. I think the guys being guys, you know, can't you just see them kind of joking around with each other? So the context of this in Matthew 14 is right before the disciples go and get on the boat. Jesus does this amazing miracle of the feeding of the 5,000. So one of the disciples brought the few loaves of bread they had left and the fish, and Jesus prays, and then the multitudes are fed. So that was like the backdrop of, as soon as Jesus has taught and fed the crowds, he sends the disciples out on the boat, sends them on ahead. Jesus then turns around, dismisses the crowd, and then Jesus goes up to be alone to pray, which I think is a good model for us, isn't it? How Jesus kind of has this ebb and flow of kind of pouring out, ministering to people, and then pulling away to spend time in prayer, to spend time with the Father, to spend time to listen, to be with the Lord. And so we see this model here. But I'm picturing, what were the disciples talking about? You know, they're out there on the boat, rowing. It says it was a windy night. The waves were against them. And I just kind of imagine Peter and James and Thomas and the others kind of smack-talking a little, kind of joking. You know, like one of them being like, yeah, did you see Jesus? just feed the multitudes yet there? And Thomas saying to Peter, yeah, I was the one who brought the bread and the fish over. You were the skeptical one. You know, can't you just kind of imagine them kind of ribbing each other, joking around, having a good time? And yet the text also kind of starts to show that it got darker as they were out on the boat. And probably like in our lives, you can go from highs to lows. Do you ever have that? You have a great day, everything goes right, you feel like you're close to the Lord. It's, you know, it's one of those high days. And then the next day comes and things just aren't going the way you want, and things get discouraging. And so as the night wears on, I have a feeling that the disciples kind of went from this high of watching their master, their rabbi teach and perform this miracle to, man, we've been out here for hours and it's windy and the waves are against us and we can't get across this lake because of the stormy weather. And then it says it was the fourth watch of the night and Jesus came walking on the sea. Fourth watch of the night, that means university style, really late at night. Remember being in university and just being up all night? Yeah. So here comes Jesus walking out on the water. Now, if it was dark, Jesus had to have been walking close enough that they saw something, right? And the scripture says that the disciples freak out. Well, not exactly those words, but it says that the disciples became terrified, crying out, "It's a ghost." So they see this figure walking on the water beside them, and they freak out. And then they cry out in fear. And Jesus, at this point, speaks to them and says, "Take heart, it is I. Don't be afraid. Take heart, it is I. Don't be afraid." He doesn't say, "Don't worry," it's in that call, this, "Well, I'm trusting you," right? Don't says, "Lord, if it is you." Do you see that? If it is you. So Peter here takes this risk. Do you see the risk? And there's an element of faith here, right? "Lord, I think this is you. Lord, if this is you, ask me to come out on the water with you." What an idea! Right? "Okay, Jesus, I believe in you. I'm following you. And if you're walking on the water, call to me and I'll come meet you." And Jesus says, "Come." And so Peter gets out on the boat and starts walking to meet Jesus. Now, I don't know how many times you've walked on the water, but I'm picturing Peter getting out of the boat, being excited, ready to risk, ready to be a leader, seeing Jesus and starting just to walk, you know, without even thinking, right? Just kind of speaks first and does it and is a bit impulsive here. And he's looking at Jesus and he's going, "Cool." But then maybe the wind's really blowing his hair. Maybe he looks down at kind of how this is working. And I think there's a moment where Peter goes, "I could drown right here." And the scripture says Peter at this point starts to sink down. And he cries out, "Lord, save me." And Jesus immediately reaches out his hand and takes hold of Peter. So here you have both this great scene of Peter's faith, right? He risks, he steps out, he starts to walk towards Jesus. And then you see this moment where Peter realizes, "Oh my gosh, I'm in over my head. I'm so in trouble." And he grows scared and he starts to sink. And Jesus immediately reaches out to him and says, "Peter, you have little faith. Why did you doubt?" Now, I wonder the tone of voice and the way Jesus said that sentence, right? That sentence, "Oh, you have little faith. Why did you doubt?" I don't know. I wasn't there when this happened, right? So this is imaginative on my part. You can imagine for yourself. How did Jesus say that sentence? What all did Jesus mean with that sentence? I'm picturing that Jesus and the Peter and the guys had kind of this ribbing conversation, these jokes that they would have with each other. And I'm picturing that Jesus was so pleased that Peter risked, that Peter was ready to say, "Jesus, if it's you, ask me to come out." And that Jesus knows that the disciples still don't really have a clue fully who he is, right? So I'm picturing Jesus saying this with a chuckle, right? Grabbing him up by the hand. "This is my friend. This is somebody I love. This is Peter." And saying, "Oh, Peter, why did you doubt? I've got you." I imagine the other disciples ribbing Peter too, don't you? You know, like they all get in the boat together. It says the wind dies down, everything becomes calm. And can't you just see as the night wears on and into breakfast the next morning, probably a catch of fish. Can you just see, you know, say, perhaps James, you know, ribbing Peter and saying, "Hey, Peter, good job on the water last night." And I can see Peter ribbing right back and saying, "Yeah, well, at least I got out of the boat. I didn't see you anywhere." Right? Just that joking around. And yet underneath some of the what I sense is kind of this playfulness here, I also sense this deep seriousness of Peter wrestling with faith. And probably all the disciples wrestling with faith. And there are moments, if you ever read through one of the Gospels, you will see moments where the disciples seem to get it and have great faith and are ready to risk. And then moments where the disciples are feeling like they're sinking and lost and like, "Did I miss everything? Did I get this wrong?" And we see it here with Peter. You can see it in Thomas. In the scripture we studied last week, Lazarus said to the rest of the disciples, "Let's go with Jesus even if we die with him." A statement of great faith. And yet, chapters later, after Jesus was crucified, you hear Thomas say, "Unless I put my hand in the place where Jesus was wounded and see him alive with my own eyes, I won't believe." And so you see these disciples struggling with faith. And I just want to, I guess, encourage one another and exhort one another today that I think Jesus has great patience for us when we struggle with faith. And I think Jesus has great encouragement for us when we're willing to risk for him. And this encourages me, and I hope that it encourages you. I think looking at Peter, if he was stopping the story at this point, Matthew 14, Peter had no idea of all his potential. He didn't have a clue at this point that he would become one of the leaders of the largest movement of faith ever. He had no idea of all of his potential. But Jesus saw his potential. Peter had no idea all of his, you know, doctrinal, theological thoughts on how does this work? God the Father and God the Son are one. You know, like they were still trying to figure that all out. And don't we often struggle with that concept too? And so I just want us to be encouraged in our own faith journeys. Wherever you're at today, and for me too, that Jesus Christ encourages wrestling faith. Honest faith. I think Jesus loved and I think enjoyed Peter because Peter was so real, right? Lord, if it's you, ask me to come out there. That would be so cool to walk on the water. And then he gets out there and he's like, "What am I doing?" And sometimes in our lives, we may feel like that too. So I'd like to invite us into kind of an imaginative prayer time today. If you want, you can kind of close your eyes. I wonder if you could put yourself out in the middle of a boat, maybe a rowing boat, a kayak kind of boat, any kind of boat you can picture, and you're out on a massive lake, and the wind is blowing, and the waves are coming up against you, and you feel like you're rowing and not getting anywhere. And maybe those waves could mean something for your personal life right now. Maybe it's a mound of homework that you are struggling to overcome. Maybe it's stress with work or with relationships in your life, or feelings of depression or skepticism or doubt. Whatever, fill in the blank, whatever those waves coming against you are. And I wonder if you could also picture Jesus coming out on the water in your life, coming out towards you in the midst of your storms, in the midst of your waves. Can you hear Jesus say to you, "Don't be afraid. I'm here." And I wonder if you could respond to Jesus like Peter did. "Lord, if it's you, ask me to come." And if it's you, that's a big if, right? For some of you, you might be at a point of deep skepticism and doubt with faith in who Jesus is. For some of you, you maybe have tasted and seen that Jesus is good and you have a greater element of belief in him. Well, so whatever that sentence back looks like, would you just be honest with whatever that looks like for you to say, "Jesus, if this is you, I want to come towards you. I want to walk towards you above my circumstances, above my setting to you." Just let that image sit with you. Allow the Lord, by His Spirit, to minister to you in your context, in your personal faith journey right now. Thank you, Jesus, that you love us. Full stop. Thank you, Jesus, that you see our potential and even want to grow and stretch us, calling us to bigger things. And so, Lord, we just pray and ask, Lord, we believe, help our unbelief. We pray, Lord, we want to hear more of your voice. We want to sense your real presence with us. And so we pray honestly, Lord, if it's you, ask us to come to you. Ask us to know you more. Ask us to come to you that we might have an increase of faith and experience you in very tangible, real, experiential ways.